The Lord of the Great Plains now took hold and drew the weapon toward him, raging, lion-like, wrenching it from the Trojan's hands, then struck him with a sword cut across the neck and killed him. Down he dropped into the sleep of bronze. Sad that he fought for the townsmen of his bride, and died abroad before he could enjoy her, lavish though he had been for her. He gave 100 beeves, and promised 1,000 head of sheep and goats, for myriads grazed his land. Now Agamemnon stripped his corpse, and bore amid the Achaean host his beautiful armor. Coon saw him. Coon, a notable fighter, eldest son of Antenor, and cruel grief clouded his eyes at the downfall of his brother. Taking Agamemnon on the flank, he hit his arm below the elbow. Straight through skin and tendon passed the bright spear point. Now the Lord Marshal Agamemnon shuddered, not that he quit the battle, not at all, but swung on Coon with gale-hardened spear, the man by now furiously pulling his brother Iphidamas by the foot, calling his peers. But as he pulled the corpse to the Trojan side, Agamemnon sent home his polished spear and mortally wounded him under his shield. He moved in to behead him, and the head rolled on Iphidamas. Thus Antenor's sons had met their destiny at Atreides' hands, entering the gloom of death. And still the victor roamed back and forth along the living ranks, with spear and sword attacking, or with stones, as long as hot blood gushed from his wound. But when his blood no longer flowed, and the gash dried, then rays of pain lacerated Agamemnon. Comparable to the throes a writhing woman suffers in hard labor sent by the goddesses of travail, Hera's daughters, twisters, mistresses of pangs, the anguish throbbed in Agamemnon now. Mounting his chariot, he told the driver, "Make for the ships!" And sore at heart he was, but raised a piercing cry to the Danaans. "Friends, nobles, captains of Argives, now the fight is yours, to beat the tide of battle back from our ships, for Zeus, who views the wide world, would not give me leave to battle against Trojans all this day." His driver whipped the beautiful chariot horses back to the ships, and willingly they ran with foaming chests and dust coating their bellies to bear the wounded king out of the battle. Hector had kept his eyes on this departure and gave a shout to Trojans and Lycians. "Trojans, Lycians, and Dardan spears, remember valor, friends, and fight like men. Their champion has left the field. Oh, here is my great chance granted me by Zeus. Now forward with your teams into the center and win the highest prize of all."